Okay, so the title of the book is called Network Marketing Secrets, and it's written by Russell Brunson, who's a well-known, you know, multimillionaire guy through that's made it big in network marketing. He's got a huge reputation out there. And he wrote this book with the purpose of introducing us to, you know, the kind of like the change that we've seen. You know, we always looked at a kind of the concept of how we grew our business in the past and how has that been displaced now that we have social media and internet sites and all the things that we've had in terms of technology growth and the idea of us shifting in the process of taking advantage of what's out there. So let's jump in and because the outline is lengthy and I want to try to get through as much of it as possible for you guys. But he talks about, Russell Brunson, in this book he talks about in network marketing three lost funnels and it really talks about the funnels we used to have in the past, you know, because there's an evolution of the network, right? 99% of all network marketers were built using kind of the same three funnels. What were the three funnels that we used? Well, we did one-on-ones with people, right? We'd meet people, we'd meet them one-on-one, and we did like home party type situations, and then we would have like meetings, like hotel meetings. So there are really like three dynamics that he talks about in terms of funnels that, and those were, he calls them funnels because that's what we call today in our technology world, but in the past you and I probably didn't look at them as funnels, but that's really, when you looked at, when you go to those early stage network marketing, presentations, you'd see them put a funnel up there and they'd say you pour a bunch of people in the top and the people come out the bottom. You know, only the few that come out the bottom are the ones that take the product, stay with you, build a business with you, whatever. And so we always had the concept of a funnel and those are probably the three most widely used, our one-on-ones, the home parties, and then like a hotel meeting. So you had those three concepts that you used. Most companies today ignore these, and they follow whatever the newest fad is. So they just kind of dismiss the funnel, these funnels that we had, these ways of doing them. And he says that's one of the problems that we have in network marketing today in the United States. People are ignoring those funnels. There's just new ways of doing them. It's not, don't phase out something that worked for 100 years. We talked about phase one, the NFL club. You're taught to talk to your friends and family. Of course, we send everybody out there, build your list, and go out and talk to all your friends and family, right? And our social media group is bigger, but it's still a finite group, right? And so instead of going outside their network to scale, they stay stuck with the known zone. And the response rates are lower and lower. They lose belief, and then eventually people fall off. Phase two is what he calls the anti-sales department. And I specifically enjoyed this because it's something I've talked to Manatech about, and we're working on right now rebuilding that website, our corporate website. Most of your people then, you know, they get somebody, and then they send them to the company website, which is better known as what he calls the anti-sales department. I'm not picking on Manatech. I think there are plenty of other network companies that have the same problem because he wrote this book and it wasn't about Manatech, right? So most suck. That's what he called. Most of our websites, corporate websites, suck. They never convert people into customers or consumers. The shopping cart is confusing. In fact, you know, I showed it to Al the other day when I was in their meeting with him. I said, look at this person has to answer all these questions before they even get a chance to sign up. I mean, do you want to be a customer or do you want to be an associate? And they have 25 different aspects of it. And it's confusing. Too much information. TMI, right? TMI. And so if it's confusing and horrible and outdated shopping experience, guess what? It's gone. People leave. Websites repel people. And then he said phase three is the clone wars. When you realize you have to go after people outside of your known zone, that's the problem with people. Even if you got somebody signed up, you know, when you have to go outside of your known zone, people just freeze, and then they now enter what they call the clone wars, right? And it's where you're given things to use on internet, social media, same that pattern, 300,000, same templates everywhere. So you have that concept of pattern interrupt. Is critical. In other words, we have to stop doing the same thing we did 30 years ago and do something different because it's not working. Obviously, we see that in what we're doing today. If we keep trying to have home parties and try to do, I mean, you might meet a person here and there, and I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying, how effective are you today compared to where we were 20 years ago? It's night and day difference. So what works is building and customizing your own funnels. That's what works. And implementing instead of implementing a company's cookie cutter plan, that's not very effective. And then phase four is the homeless man with a Ferrari. This is phase four. So we go through all these four phases, right? So phase four is a homeless man with a variety. What is that all about? It's about the guy that makes it big. You go out there and you grow this. We see that happen in Manatech. We see somebody take off. They become business builder of the year. And like 2 years later, that's dried up and they're dying. And the problem is he calls him the homeless man with a variety because you went out there and you used your money to buy a Ferrari, but you lost your home in the process because you no longer are producing any income. And funnels will what? Escape that whole process because it's a constant feed of people into your organization. It's a constant feed. So the ones that are growing today are using these three funnels. They're using our funnels. And secret number two, the whole book was based on secrets, so you're going to see me go through, I think we go through about 13 secrets in the book. And secret two is the three lost funnels. And he said funnels are not new because he treated all those three ways we used to do network marketing as funnels. They're not new. They're not magic. It's just that today we need to start doing something a little differently. We still have funnels, so we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just looking at funnels in a different concept. The lost funnel number one, when you bring a new person, you work with them and take their fear of sharing away. You do three-way calls, expert, all these things. Those are the kind of treatment. We bring them along, and after a while, you can build that bridge as you become more competent and comfortable with the information, so now they can start working with their own people because you've worked with your new person directly to bridge the gap. So now the new networker learned the ropes, right? We need to not lose this funnel, right? It needs to exist because we need what we call a bridge funnel on the internet. In other words, we need to bridge the gap between a brand new person and them becoming an expert as well. We need to bridge that gap. That's one of the lost funnels because we used to train on that. Another lost funnel is home party selling. Home parties work because people are able to experience the products in a non-pressurized sales setting. And there's also what he called the fear of missing out. When you're around a bunch of other people and somebody else buys, you immediately have this human characteristic called FOMO or fear of missing out. So that's why home parties work so effectively. If somebody else got products or free products, then they wanted to do too, or you would host a party. You look at some of these things like Pampered Chef, some of the other ones that do these kind of things that are classic for this. And you can use the home party concept to generate 1.5 million leads for a new company online. You can do home parties online. In fact, one of my people is doing Pampered Chef online now, and she's doing very well. She's excelling, and it's just understanding how do we do that online? How do we do our Pampered Chef meetings online? And we can do Manatech meetings online. It doesn't have to be a Pampered Chef. And then the lost funnel number three is a hotel meeting. So you can do the same thing. Hold a meeting, 25 people for all that close at night. Then you tell them to invite 5 to 10 people to the next one, and all of a sudden you have 100 people at the next one. There's no difference. You can do the same thing. That's a lost funnel, but it can be recreated on the internet. Secret number three, your two dream clients. You have two distinctly different clients. We have a client that loves the product, and that's easy for most of us because we love the product so much. That's typically what we do, and we build a lot of consumers that way. And then you have the client that says, I love selling this stuff. And that's the one we call the ideal customer avatar because that's a person that's going to help you what? Build out your funnel and build out your business. You must speak to just one of your dream clients, not both at the same time. In other words, as you're building these funnels, you don't want to try to confuse people just because you love the business side of it and the product side of it. You attract people for what they're looking for, you're going to cause some confusion. Yeah. So you have to master, when you're doing funnels online, you want to master what's called the viral loop, and we'll talk about that in a minute. That's a selling sequence that occurs in each of the three lost funnels, and you want to look at each one of those. So you need to understand what is that viral loop in each one of the three lost funnels that we've lost. So let's talk about that. Next, which is two in your outline, the viral loop. There are four secrets to the viral loop to assure sales. This is key to not only selling someone on your opportunity, but also for them to duplicate. So the secret number four becomes the epiphany bridge, how to sell without selling, how to sell without selling. And logically, trying to convince prospects of your opportunity is it's a number one sin, okay? So we don't want to be out there trying to convince our people that our opportunity is the best. I look at it as the best, but, you know, going out and trying to convince somebody of that is the number one sin. Because most of us, we start throwing a lot of logic about why ours ranks the best. And you go to all this logic stuff, science, research, ingredients, all this kind of, and he talks about it as technobabble. You probably find yourself doing that a lot. We do in Manatech a lot because we're so prideful about our technology. We love our breakthrough technology on the glyconutrient story. It's a beautiful story. But people don't buy based on logic. They buy based on emotion, right? So understanding that is critical. I highlighted it. I put it in italics in the outline because I want you to circle it and keep it with you forever. Always recognize that. They don't buy on logic. They buy based on emotion. So that's why we get into the people like Eric Worre, who said, tell your story, tell your story, tell your story. And well, this guy's saying the same thing. Russell Brunson's no different. He says, tell your story of how you emotionally fell for your product or opportunity. And that's what they're going to connect with. Why did I fall in love with the products? Why did I just fall in love with this business? And it's explaining your epiphany about why you fell in love with the product. So if you don't have that, he calls it the epiphany bridge script. You need to have that down. I compare this a lot to what we learned from Eric Worre about the four steps, right? And I'm going to draw the analogy as I go through the 10 steps that Russell Brunson talks about. He talks about the backstory. What is your backstory that gives us interest in your journey? In other words, where were you? And that's what Eric Worre says. Where was your life? Where were you, right? But Eric talks about number one. The other ones in there is what were your desires? What did you want to accomplish? What were your goals in life? External struggle you're dealing with, internal struggle you're dealing with, and what wall did you hit? All of those four things, 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? Those all are really what Eric Worre talked about, number two. What you didn't like, where was your pain, right? And what was the most important part when we learned from Eric Worre about the four parts to your story? Number two is this most important part. So you can see how Russell Brunson, he includes four different things in that background. Where's my pain? Understanding the pain. People relate to your pain because people have their own pain. So you talk about what is it that you wanted to accomplish, you know, what you didn't like about where you were. Well, this is where what I wanted to accomplish. My struggles were this. My internal struggle was this. And, man, I hit a wall. So you can talk about all of those four things, right, in your what you didn't like about it. And then you can talk about your epiphany. What's the epiphany you discovered to start you on this new journey? What you found. That's number three in Eric Worre's plan. And then the next 7, 8, 9, and 10 are really part about your future, how bright your future is. You know, what plan did you create to achieve your results? What conflict did you say, okay, what was the end result you achieved? What transformation did you experience? Those all get into what your future looks like now. And it doesn't have to be that you've already experienced it. It's your outlook on life. Where are you going with this? What are you going to create? So very similar. Secret five is the demo. You are showing the prospect the product you sell. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a demo is worth how much? A million, right? A million, yeah. Online, it's harder to have them sample it, but still do a demo. You can do it. And this is your goal in doing a demo on your product online would be to crush their objections, right? So he just gave some suggestions on finding some competing products. I don't know anything competes with Ambertose. Find a unique point in your product that makes none of the competing look appealing, right? Eliminating alternatives. So you want it. No, one and two really are about eliminating alternatives. Then the price. And he always says, you know, introduce something for them to compare it to, like, you know, the cost of one visit at a doctor's office is $500. So what do you want to do that for? And urgency and scarcity, give a reason to act now rather than later. And by the way, people, I found a great quote this weekend. I hadn't seen it before. Maybe I had, I just hadn't. But I popped it into some of my presentations. It's Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, health is your first wealth. And I think that was so cool. And that's what I preach and teach all the time. I said, if you don't have your health, who cares about how wealthy you are, right? It doesn't matter. So you want to really tackle your health, and that's what we're about. And then risk reversal, explain your guarantee. Of course, we have a phenomenal guarantee, and everybody should get started. That's why one of the reasons I think this is going to be so effective as I start building out all these, you know, and doing the bot trainings and building out all of these different funnels is the fact that when people know they have 100% money-back guarantee for 6 months, they can't go wrong. They have nothing to lose, everything to gain. So I think you have a real, and it's not that you overemphasize that, but I think it's a great conclusion. And you have a company that what? A company that's been around for how many years now? 25 years, 26 years. I mean, so it's not a startup. It's a company that has tremendous integrity, been around for 26 years. So they know that guarantee is good as gold. So I think that'll help. All right, secret number six, call to action. You need a call to action. We always need a call to action. And when we're working one-on-one with people, a lot of times that's our toughest time, right? I mean, we just get stuck all the time. I liked his language, although we've seen it 100 times, right? You ask for permission, really? You've just heard why I love the product so much, and I've put together a special offer for you tonight that I'd like you to go over with you. Is that okay? So you ask permission. You need to be clear and direct about what they need to do, right? And then you just direct them in that way. You want to give the call to action a number of times. Secret number seven, the ultimate network marketing secret is duplication. And I'm going to tell you that when you start building funnels and you start doing a lot of this stuff on online social media, duplication is monstrous. It's so much easier. Duplication today just requires us to teach and train everybody every step of the way 85 different times. That's why we kind of built that website for you, the success.manatech.com website, so you could put people there so they could learn on their own and get educated on their own. What we really need to do is we need to have something that we can just, like, you know, plug in. Let's build a funnel for you, make sure you got all this stuff going, and we can get people started, and it becomes duplication. It's very easy. Multiple funnels allow you to do that. And all they need to do is build their own epiphany and bridge story, and you've got that funnel going for them. There are plenty of ways you can find funnels. ClickFunnels, TyTribble has them. Lead Pages has one. I'm working with somebody called Kim Albee. But there are a lot of people out there that have these this technology in place. It's just getting in a place for yourself. Three is digging in the three lost funnels. Okay, so let's dig into the mechanics of the three lost funnels. What is a sales funnel really? It's a series of web pages and emails. So what you're building is information transfer. And you don't want to overwhelm people, right? You're treating people on a pathway. That's one of the reasons I love the bot idea, because I get to go step by step. If they answer a certain way, they go one direction. If they answer a different way, they go a different direction. So I really have control over the information flow when I have a bot going out there, depending on what their answers are to the questions. So it's a pathway that we create. And then we send them a message. We give them a one-time offer. We have squeeze pages, webinars, whatever it is. It's whatever you decide to go into that, into the mechanics of your funnels. Secret number nine is digging into the bridge funnel. The bridge funnel is a way you act as a bridge between you and your company. It mimics like a three-way call. Its most important part of the funnel is telling your, again, going back to your epiphany bridge story. People buy on emotion, not logic. So, you want to set up for yourself in the bridge funnel, you want a curiosity headline, you know, hook them with curiosity up front. But you need to know what they desire most and what pain they want to avoid. So you can ask questions. This is where you get into your mechanism of question asking through your funnel system, getting directions of what they want. This works even if you hate whatever they dread, right? Form for them to input their email, a goal collect email gives you the ability to follow up with them. That's why you want to constantly be in a position to be collecting contact information, because you can keep dripping on them. And the viral loop sequence with your epiphany bridge story and call to action, that's critical on page two of that. Step one is a curiosity headline, then you get them to click, move forward, and step two would be the viral loop sequence. Again, your epiphany bridge story and a call to action. And it's a video element and a button. You can create a video that includes everything in the viral loop sequence and make it very compelling. And that's one of the things we're going to do in our class on our bots, is to help people provide that and prepare that so it's compelling. Because if it's not compelling, it's not going to move somebody. So you want to make sure it's compelling. And then you want to either, you know, get the person the sign-up page or get back to the person who you shared it with, depending on if you're using it for multiple sources. Some people set these up for their whole team, so you got to make sure you're allocating the leads to the right party. Secret 10 is digging into the home party funnel. It does the same thing as the bridge funnel, but it's more fun. It's more social. You want parties. You want group meetings. There's a little bit of, people feeling left out, so they're going to be more apt to buy. One person, when one person buys, you start an onslaught of everybody buying because no one wants to be left behind. And that's a three-page funnel, welcome email submit, hangout on offer, and then offer page, the party invite page. So if you're going to do that kind of party, and parties don't have to, you don't have to be a pampered chef party type thing, because, you know, we've done home parties with Manatech in the past. I don't see them happening anymore because people are doing all this on the internet. So it's a whole other way of doing it. But a clear call to action, you know, you can have a invite page, reserve my ticket to the party, could give the party some Manapalooza name or something, you know, create bait. Yeah, how do I bait somebody to show up? You can put in timers, you know, you can hint at a giveaway for the first five people that register. You can have all sorts of things that, you know, cause people to take action. And then you have the confirmation ticket page. You know, they get messages back from you. You're registered, invite a friend, all this kind of stuff. And then the party hangout page. So you can have people that they can actually hang out at the party page and interact with headlines there, live stream where hosting the event, all of that takes place. How to live stream a party? You need live streaming software. YouTube Live is absolutely bloody free, so there's no excuse. There's no money, no investment you make there. How to keep the party going after it ends? You can follow up an email to all registrants to either watch it again, or if they missed it, watch for a first time. YouTube Live leaves a video up, so the party hangout page instantly then becomes a replay page once it's done, so they can go and see it again. And you can just simply change the date and time on the registration page for the next party and already have it, ready to run. How to make this funnel duplicate and go viral? Well, if you're the only one using it, at the end there needs to be a click button to go to corporate page or order sign up. So you need an order sign up. Again, no confusion on the anti-sales department. So anti-sales department is our corporate website, right? When you send people there, you're going to have them go into confusion. If others are sending them to the party, then you want a call to action, so you would send it back to the person who invited them. So again, you want to protect, if you're doing this for groups that are outside of your own contacts, you can't send them to your sign-up page or put out your mana page to them, because they'll get signed up under you when they belong to somebody else. So, but you can share the funnels that you build like this, and you can share them with other people in your organization, so everybody has them. Once you build it, it's very duplicatable. You can share it with other people in your organization. So imagine, think to yourself, do I have other people in my organization that want to do this business? And if you build it once, then you can share it with two or three other people, and everybody can start reporting back, and you can kind of have an accountability system on how many of your people are just inviting, attracting people to their own funnel, and see what the results you create. So it's not about what you personally are creating for yourself. I'm going to suggest that if you decide to build this and go in this direction, as Brunson says, I mean, it's mass duplicatable. So, and then Secret 11 was digging into the hotel meeting funnel. So we just did the party funnel. We did just the one-on-one type funnel. And then we're digging into hotel meeting funnel. And he said, get a free copy of How to Do Webinar Funnels at www.expertsecrets.com. And it's step-by-step. It actually sets up very much like the others. There's three pages to this setup. Number one is a registration page, nearly identical to one of the home party, right? And they can watch it virtual meeting, or they can look at it as a replay. So there's no requirement they stay on schedule with you, because these are posted permanently, so it's easy for them to look at it at their convenience, which is important today. The home party concept is, you know, you're not going to get that feeling of that somebody's left out, right? I mean, so if you're not doing it as a group, there's a reason why you want to have many people on at the same time, because you're going to create momentum in the party. If you have one or two people buying, everybody else gets into the buying spirit. So that is helpful, and a lot of people interact and get to see other people interact. But when you're doing, you can do this on an individual basis as well. It doesn't have to be the group, so people can look at the replay as it's convenient for them. The countdown is much, again, like the home party. Once registered, they receive notice, and perhaps you might even suggest to them, invite a friend. You can invite them to check this out before a meeting. So you could have something, hey, check this out before the meeting. You could send them some kind of quip out there that's going to help get them into the concept of, you know, why health is so important, or why, you know, looking at our world today, if this is going to be a business meeting, then you want to send something up about why it's so critical for us to start, you know, looking at where we're going. I like to send out the article that has to do with the Social Security, that the average person, I mean, is going to be, the average Social Security payment is going to be about $1,100. Who can live off $1,100 a month for the people, baby boomers and the next generation coming up? And this is a projection that they're putting out there. That's not very comforting to most people, right? So it's like, how do you live off of that? So you better find some other, you know, source of what we call passive income, right? It's income that doesn't require you to be active. And network marketing has a huge benefit to it. Then you have the webinar page, okay? So you have you can also send out countdown emails, confirmation day before, hour before, so you're making sure to capture people. You don't want to, you know, people register for things, and if you don't remind them, they're not going to show up. Has little on it. The webinar page has little on it other than the workshop name, and then the video element where your workshop will go, right? You press a button, and it takes, and then where the people can go to lead them to a form, email address, other contact info. You can offer a free gift if they listen through to the end. That attracts people as well. And then the webinar, again, has three parts, the Epiphany Bridge script, the demo product, and then a call to action. Call to action, all live or pre-recorded. You could do it either way. How to make it go viral if you're the only person using the call to action button at the end to get them signed up. If others are sending to the funnels, the call to action tells to get back to the person who invited them. And there you can share funnels so they can duplicate them and build their own. And that's what my preference would be, is to get as many people in my organization building these funnels and using them as well. Because once I build them, then it's easy for me to just pass them on to people and share them with people in my organization. And then you go, secret number 12 is how to get started right now. You can download samples of all three of these funnels. Like right now, he's got networkmarketingsecrets.com, three secret funnels. You can go there and click funnels. You can look at, he's got that accessible, so you can look at those things and see what I'm talking about. The secret number 13, how to fill your funnel, and he gives you a bunch of ways of filling your funnel: email signatures, Instagram bio links. I mean, you make offers out there about parties, about coming to this, about seeing a. It's the same kind of concept, except we're doing it internet wise, so we're capturing, and social media wise, so we're capturing this huge base of people that we may not have captured if we were just stuck in our own locale. So you use your own Facebook group, Facebook ads, other people's groups, Pinterest pins to blog groups, SEO, search engine optimization, guest posting, podcasting, YouTube channel. So there's so many different ways of attracting people to come to your funnels. And we're going to be talking all about that too as we teach this bot training. So it's cool. All of this stuff is just awesome because I look at it as something that runs on automation. I mean, it's like an automatic system that we put in place to allow us to have the best. I know a lot of you may have looked at Ty Tribbles, what he was offering, and he kind of disappeared on us. I know his program didn't work very well, but this process of putting this in place is not that difficult. It takes some time and energy and effort to do it, but once you have it running, it's almost like it's automated. And it wouldn't be a blessing if you could be attracting people while you're sleeping to sign up in your network marketing business. That's kind of my idea of what I want to create here, so I don't feel like it's like something that I have to spend all my time on. And then I'm actually looking at putting together a funnel as well to teach people how to do it themselves. So I, you know, the teaching and training is all there, so I don't have to feel like I'm training this all the time. I can have a training funnel as well that trains people and teaches them and go along. He also, in his book, by the way, his bonus chapters, he talked about filling the funnel, and I kind of gave you an idea how to fill your funnel, the many different ways that you can attract people to fill your funnel, and people you don't know, or people that you might know, or people that are acquaintances on social media sites and social. There are a zillion people. I know each and every one of you, when you go to your Facebook page, you're going to look around, and you can might have 1,000, 2,000 people, and there are probably 500, 1,000 of them you don't even know who they are, or you don't have any kind of quote-unquote daily relationship with them, except maybe the posts that you make. But the idea is why can't they get attracted into your business opportunity that you have? Or, you know, choose health, you know, whichever direction you want to go. So tap into that, as well as running Facebook ads and all the kind of things that could be attractive. Secrets of filling your funnel. He talks about how to nail it so you can scale it, and I won't get into all of that, but there are a bunch of concepts he put there. And it's really, the key is getting almost unlimited traffic to each and every one of your funnels. There's millions out there on traffic online. I mean, millions. It's amazing, the statistics today, and we can't ignore them. They're there. You just need to attract them. And so, and you come up with, he called it the Dream 100. There are 100 people who already had your dream customers. Who are the, if you started conceptualizing, who are people out there in the, you know, social media that already have my 100 dream customers? And you just need to figure out how to get these people to come and see your opportunity. And he suggested some dig well strategies in there that you could have that to allow that to happen, because you want to attract that dream 100 to you. It doesn't have to be complex, you know, when you go out there and building the funnel, about trafficking to it. You place an ad, you have a lead capture page, a sales page, and a one-time offer. So it's really like one ad and have three pages. That's all it takes, one ad and three pages, a lead capture page, a sales page, and a one-time offer, kind of like an upsell thing. And you can calculate, you can do your own calculation on, you know, earnings per click that you get based on people that sign up in your organization. And then targeting people in different platforms. He talks about, once you establish a real presence in one platform, you can go after other platforms, because you want to kind of look in the idea of adding new traffic sources to what you're already doing. So, awesome. But that's it. That's the book, Network Marketing Secrets. And like I told you earlier, I mean, it's just, it was a great book. It was a great read for me over the weekend. I loved reading it. It's short read. I mean, if I can read it and outline it like this and in a short period of time, you can too. The book is free, right, Lydia? You can secure this book where?
It's advertised all over Facebook.
Yeah, you're just going to pay shipping for it, which probably is the cost of the book, I would suggest, plus shipping. Because shipping on this would probably be less than $3 or $4, but I think they charge $9.99 or something like that. So you're actually technically probably paying for the book. But Russell Brunson, Network Marketing Secrets, and you can read it for yourself. But it's just as we get into it, and a lot of you have already done a lot of stuff on the internet in different ways, but I think the sophistication of it today is so much greater than it was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and it really opens up an opportunity for us to have another avenue of getting some more immediate attention and flowing people into our organization, at least consumers for sure, that we desperately like to have. And Manatech's really super positioned because of the products that we have, the uniqueness of it, and then also the idea that we have this 6-month money back guarantee with a 25-year-old company. So very helpful for people to bite, to create something different in their health in that direction. And the wealth aspect of it, I love that, because I think that we really have an opportunity that's new out there in terms of building. And with the new Fast Start bonuses, what Manatech has put out, Lydia and I have been working on a plan on showing people how they can quickly accrue quite a bit of income by just grabbing onto people and building out their 4x4 structure. So that's it. Anyone have any questions? Boy, we finished. I went really fast because I was afraid my lot line was so long I wouldn't get through it. Any questions by anyone?
Wow, that was fast. Hi.
Was that really fast? I'm sorry. Did you capture it all? Or are you going, whoa, whirlwind? You're seeing Mary Jo go into high tech, high touch, high social media. I'm doing it all. So, yep,
yeah.
Good.
Anyway, I just wanted to, I'm going to change the subject a little because
sure.
It's a good subject though. And I think it ties into this last week. And this might be what you were alluding to with you and Lydia. You mentioned 6 months, six-figure income. I want to work on it with you. We'd love to help put it together. If you have it put together, fine. We're ready.
Great. Super. Well, we're ready. We're going to kick off.
You did bring it up last week, so I'm wondering if you would tell me if it's something you are working on.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we spent last week and all weekend, and I've been looking at it now for 4 or 5 weeks. I remember I fell in love with the bots. I went crazy on that. I just thought, oh, my gosh, if I can – I love the automation on here. And, you know, people really want that. They don't want to have to be on a phone call with you. You know, if they look at something, you intrigue them, and they want to click a button. That's how people want to operate today. They love being on their phones. I mean, it's hand extension. So we're just going to kowtow at where is the demand. That's the demand, so let's answer to the demand. So we're putting together funnels. We're putting together all that stuff, and that's one of the things we want to do, the bot training. And this weekend, trust me, I probably spent 10 hours this weekend just in the bot training concepts and how to build them out and all that, you know, step by step. And to me, it's overwhelming what you can do in terms of even hesitations you build in, you know, in responding. So it looks like, so people don't feel like there's an automatic responder. They you know, most of them know that, but if you build in delays, you know, it makes them feel more like you're really there answering their questions right at the time because you've built in a delay. I mean, there's so many fascinating concepts to it, and it's people are pretty sophisticated at by now. I mean, because it's been around for a while, but not a long time, but it's there. So the idea is, how do we implement it? And that's what I mean. I have places to go. I have, you know, places where you can get a lot of free stuff. There is going to be some financial investment, but not a lot, because it's pretty cheap. But I'm going to do the training on all that, and we're going to kick off I think next week is what our kickoff is, Liz. Is that what we have scheduled? Lydia's going to get an email out to everybody today, just a registration form for you.
All in.
Oh, I'm so all in. I don't know about you guys, but if you're tired of home parties and hotel meetings and trying to talk to everybody at the mall, this is your avenue of building your business, truly. And like I said, the proof is in the pudding. Our top enroller in the North America today is somebody that's doing exactly this. They're building 100%, and they got more enrollments on a daily basis you could take a stick at. And it's because they're just, you know, they've just perfected the concept of how they get people signed up by, you know, putting ads out there and attracting people to their engines, and they just go through it, and they don't really have to participate much. You have contacts at the end when you have somebody to close them. That's probably, wouldn't it be nice that the first time you talk to somebody is when they're ready to buy?
Absolutely.
Right? I know.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. I'm sure a lot of people are. And just meeting people one-on-one is working really great in my organization. They're just kicking butt, so I'm pretty happy.
Great. I love to hear that, Joyce. That's awesome. Because helping people one-on-one will never end, right?
No.
I mean, it'll never end. But it's about, do we have a backup system that's going to help support the business to really grow as well?
Absolutely.
And that's what this is. And for people who just aren't one-on-one people, you know, you and I can work with people. I can talk to anyone. I've never met a stranger in my life. Right?
Yeah.
In fact, people always crack up. I get people rolling laughing when I was just out in New York City doing a small business expo, and my friends out there that have gotten to know me, the ones that do presentations well and have booths, they just absolutely die laughing. They can't imagine how this woman can talk to anybody. Doesn't matter. And I just smile. I guess probably all the years I've been in the mission field, you know, it's like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I've always been, you know, that type of person. No one intimidates me, and nothing, I have no fear. So between those two factors, it's pretty easy for me to talk to anybody. And I have I think part of it too is also just being a faith-based person. You know that this person's walked in your life for a reason. It's my job to figure that out, right? I've got to find out, how can I support this person? Yeah, so
again,
amen to that.
Good morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Joyce. Good morning. Good morning, Mary Jo. Another fabulous Monday. I'm all in on what you're saying. I've
good.
Got some more new contacts. I'll talk to you both about it further, but
great.
We'll some
good,
of people
good.
Out
well,
there.
Good to hear it. We're glad to support you. Yeah, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Tuesday Night Live.
All right, great.
Bye. All right, everyone. Love you guys. Have a great week. And look, keep your eyes open for Lydia's registration form for our bot training, which will kick off next week. Okay, everyone. Bye.